Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Cooey with Lab Podcast Show. When up is down and a down is up, when your half full glass looks like a half empty cup, when you're running into dentists and everywhere you turn, well, seize the opportunity, live and learn. You know, all the things in history that we know, like Amelia Earhart, UFOs experiencing, I was just laying here and thinking about some of the stuff, and the Community Triangle, the UFOs conspiracy, and there was a lot of things that was just laying there today and just thinking about, and I can't think of them now because I wish I would just got on the mic and just tell everybody. But and then all the great things in history that we know, and I just think about how the war is affecting everyone, how the evil war over Ukraine and evil Russia is affecting everyone, and everyone is watching. And I just pray that it's a lot of scared people on this planet right now. No. But we're human beings, and we try to keep our fear down below until it actually come out. And the fear of World War III is just dominating, and we don't want to go that way. And it was just things that I was thinking about, and Amelia Earhart, the first solo woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean, disappeared. And then we got UFOs, and she disappeared right in the Bermuda Triangle. And got people that missing in that triangle. And there's a lot of stuff. I wish I can just think of some of the things. It was some great stuff that I was thinking about too. And then I was just thinking about some of the great episodes of Star Trek Next Generation. I'm watching here on Pluto TV, and it was just great, you know. And some of the early days of Star Trek Next Generation, the ratings wasn't that good. And I don't think it was even that good in the fourth or fifth season. It was getting better. It was getting really better. But throughout the first, second, and third season, it was just learning and growing the characters. And time we got to the fourth season, we got Q. He's one of the favorite villains of Star Trek, fans' favorite Q. I think he was funny. I think played that part really well. They should have gave him his own show. You know, who knows? They might do. Never know what the universe is gonna go. What these people can go next with Star Trek? But I think he's just one of the people who brought this show alive and saved it, the next generation. Because the things that I was hearing about the next generation, that they was great, pulled the plug, the show wouldn't spike, and a lot of fans from the original wanted the old actors back to do the next generation. But they was doing the movies, so they couldn't do the shows because they was doing the Star Trek movies. They went from TV to movies. You know, they graduated, and it was time for a whole new generation. And Patrick Stewart, he led this team, wonderful young men at that time, and ladies. And I just look at them and see how young they was back then. And I mean, even though they were standalone episodes, and Gene Roddenberry brought back some of the original crew who worked on the original show and all. I mean, remember DC Fallis and some of the other people? They were some of the people that worked on the original show. And I'm sure he went that route when he said he want to do the next generation. He want to bring back some of the original crew. But the cast, they was already on the next level of motion pictures. And they was getting paid the motion pictures. So that's why they didn't bring back Kirk, Spock, Uhura, Scotty, and all of them. Because they was already getting higher salary. And some of the angry fans from that time didn't realize that. And I don't think they're going to stop going from TV, movies, to back to TV. Because once you graduate from TV and go to movies, your salary grows. You know? So William Shatner was getting a really big salary and what he was doing when he was doing the TV shows. You know? His salary was bigger now. That's how God works. You know? I mean, once it's taken away, when the enemy take it away from you, God make a plan where he can find and bring it back, and bring it back bigger. And that's what he did for the original cast. It was taken away from him in the 60s, but he found a way to bring it back bigger and more powerful. And fans loved it. I mean, the motion picture was just started. We've seen them back on the screen, bigger screen, and everything. And it did well. It did well. And the Wreck-It Kong is one of the fans' favorite. I would say it was pretty good. And to see them on the big screen and seeing them on the little screen, it was just amazing. You know, back in the 60s, they was doing the low budget effects and stuff. Now you're doing this big motion picture with a big budget, studio budget, and you're getting paid big studio budget money. I wouldn't go back to TV, you know? And the next generation had to carry that. They had to carry that weight, you know? All new cast, all new crew, you know? Some of the crew from the original, a little bit, but I'm sure it was all new crew that they brought in. Most of them was from the original old crew, but that old generation meet that new generation. It was just put into one. And as the writers and special effects, makeup artists and stuff, all of that, they did their doggone best from season 1 to season 3, 4. You know, fans kept coming back and see what's going on. You know, it wasn't a big high rated TV show, because it was other TV shows on CBS, NBC, you know, was beating Star Trek again, you know. But Gene Roddenberry hold his head up, stuck his chest out, and say, it's gonna get better. When they brought back Q, K, Q, the young actor to play him, did a wonderful job, you know. And he's just one of the reasons why they saved Star Trek. And then when they brought the back to board, the best of both worlds, that really got the fans interested. Got me interested in the show. And I don't know what season they brought it that they came back. So that's why I say I'm not a really hardcore fan. You know, I'm just a mid fan, right between the hardcore fan. But that means I just watch the show. I collect some of the collectibles and stuff like that. You know, just to make my office and stuff Star Trek, you know. I buy some of the uniforms from eBay and stuff like that. If I had the money. The hardcore fans, they go deep down into it. They decorate. And that's the difference about in us, you know. And the light fans, they just sit back and watch the show, entertainment. Don't matter what show, what it is. And the light fans, they just watch it if it's nothing on TV, you know. Oh, we know Star Trek. We know the bald-headed man. You know, those fans. It's four labels of fans. Four label. Level 1, level 2, level 3, level 4. And level 4 is the lowest. The ones that just tune in and say, oh, it's nothing on TV. It's what? I watch this. You know? And then it's the light fans who really like it, but don't collect the collectibles, or dislike it, just watch the show. And then there's fans like me, who just like the show, buy what we can on eBay, or where we can get the collectibles, this convention center, go to the conventions, and hear about all the stuff that's going on with the show and all. I collect the Star Trek books when they had it. Barnes and Nobles. I got a lot of them. And every chance I get and money I get, I collect it. You know, thank God my ex-wife and her girlfriend didn't throw them away or nothing. They throw some of my stuff away. But that's in all TV, though. You just got different labels or fans and all TV shows. And I just like to say, throughout the history of man, it's just all levels of things that we did throughout the history. And technology was there. All computers was there, but it was in advance like we got it now. Technology, we had it during the World War II. We had it when we went to the moon. We had it way back. Farther you can think, we had computers. They took up big rooms. They took up a lot of space. The big, loud computers, noisy computers, and stuff like that. We had them. But as time went on, technology put it all together and it got smarter. And remember, World War I, I don't think they had radars, but World War II, they had radars. And so on, you know. And the thing about Star Trek is it shows us how advanced that we came over the years, and centuries, and decades. And how we emerged from Christopher Columbus' evil days when he came here with torture and sickness and disease and took over the nearly of Americans' land. So we don't. Putin is doing the same thing Christopher Columbus did, you know, and a lot of people think that America and Columbus was great, but it wasn't great. even though they didn't have the news, they didn't have CNN and all the internet and all the technology. If they did, we will be way advanced as we are now. If they came up with that stuff now, like Apple and all, just think they came here in 1492, and then like 10 years, 10, 20, 30 decades, you know, they found this technology, you know, and then 1600s, when they created slavery, 1692, we created the atom bomb. We got slavery and we created atom bomb. Don't you know how dangerous we were, American would have been? You know? And then time we got to the 1900s, we'll be the most powerful empire country on the planet. I'm sure China and Russia will try to find a way to get the technology and all that stuff, you know, because as we shoot up rockets and put cell lights up there, just imagine in 1800, 1500, 1600, we will have cell lights in the sky. Just imagine that, you know, and then time we got to here, time we got here, we had conquered the moon and Mars, and maybe beyond. Just think about it. We will be in the Star Trek, Star Wars technology world right during all that time period, and the time I'm born, and the 70s, time we got to the 70s, we have talking cars. Cars that we can just go to the window and start cars up. And then, time the 80s get here, we'll have 70s and 80s, we'll probably have Apple computers, download music and stuff. Just imagine that. In time, the 90s and beginning of the next decade, next century, we already have high-tech technology. Time we got here, the world, where we would survive, where we would have made it to the year 2000. If we discovered that technology back in the Columbus days, from then to now. It was already there, you know. We made all this stuff from the earth. As you know, microchips and all that stuff came from the earth. And the stuff was already here. Everything. From the microphone that I'm speaking out of, and the microphone, and the, what you call them, that hold the microphone up, the computer chips, the computer designs, it was all there. It was in China, it was in Russia, it was in here, in America. It was just laying there waiting to discover it. Even the atom bomb, it was just waiting to be discovered. Just imagine we discovered in that early time. Will we still be where we at? And now, in the 40s, they discovered the atom bomb. They dominated half of Japan. And America became the most powerful country. And now, Russia and China got the same technology. And then North Korea, then Iran. And then it became a scary world. But I'm just saying, it was already a scary world when Columbus came here. And they could have discovered all that stuff at times before any of us or any of our grandparents or great-great-great-grandparents was born. It would probably never been the Wild Wild West. It would been the Wild Wild Space West, shooting phasers, guns and stuff like that. Because that's where we would have been. By the 1800s, we'll probably be up there discovering laser power and stuff. But as time went on, thank God that didn't happen. And look at where we're at now. The first woman crossed the Atlantic Ocean. Now, the crash of 1947, UFO. They claim to have alien light crash here, so on, and then just other stuff that matters to us, that we think about now and then. Orioles went to the World Series during the 60s, they went back in the 70s, and I think 73, 79, I know 79, around 78, 79, they lost against the Pirates that year. In 83, we came back. And we saw a young Cal Ripken when he caught that ball. That was been the most exciting thing that we've seen in Baltimore history. One of the exciting things. And then there was Ray Lewis. Came out of nowhere. The Colts turned their back on us. The Ravens came from the Browns. When they landed, they came, the Ravens. They left as the Browns. They came back. They came to Baltimore as the Ravens. And they kept losing and losing and losing. And then it was Ray Lewis. Cal Ripken and Ray Lewis. And then, of course, all the other decades across, not only in sports, but across the decades, the greatest singer of all times, Michael Jackson, the king of pop, the greatest album of all times, Thriller, the best selling album in the universe, Thriller, you know, still today, nobody can touch those, that music is on that album. I mean, take great artists like 50 Cent, Eminem, and Puff Daddy, and Dr. Dre to try to mix some of that stuff on Twitter, because that's the great artists they are, you know, and that's what Michael Jackson was trying to accomplish, open doors for all great artists, Biggie, Tupac, Eminem, 50 Cent, Puff Daddy, and Dr. Dre, and everybody know N.W.A., so on. He opened doors for those people. He paid the price with his father. His father didn't want him to grow up in Gary, Indiana, to live on the streets selling dope. So he did what necessary. Back in those days, and what you did in your home, nobody really cared then. And he disciplined those kids. I mean, in a way, some people don't agree on, you know, but it kept them out of the streets. And became the greatest musical family, as we know, at all times. His brothers, great singers, great performers, you know, not only Michael, but his brothers was too, from Jackie on down to Marvin and to Randy, all great artists, including his sisters, Rebe, Latoya, and Janet. Could have used that star power to do other things and all, but that family was built. And then human humanity just destroyed it. They just kept banging at it. And Michael's success wasn't doing no deal, because the greatest album of all time was this Killing. Then he came out with Bad. And then he came out with History. Then Dangerous. And then finally they knocked him down with that bullcrap. What you call it? That bullcrap stuff they said he did. You know? Even Tupac's mother said to Tupac, watch what you do, because they will bill you, and they will bill you, and they will bill you, and then they go take you, chew you up, and just spit you out. And everything else you do, they're going to use it against you. Including Elvis Presley. You know, even Elvis Presley was civilian, was watched by the FBI and CIA. People didn't know that. Do your math. Do your history. Go back and listen and do the details. Go do what you think is right. You know? Go search. He was surveilled by FBI and CIA. Tupac was. Biggie was. R. Kelly was. Whitney Houston was. Probably Bobby Brown too. All these people was big. And coming up. No. And so being successful is not, you're going to pay the price for it. And if you become too successful, the FBI and the CIA, they're going to turn their head and start watching you. They're going to pull up stuff from your past and be gone. And they just gonna pill you and destroy you. You know. You gotta be very careful. I mean, and this, what I say about technology and humans and stuff like that. We came so far, and some of the greatest shows on television, the golden shows, Star Trek, Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, and so on, and they become legend characters, not big characters on CBS like Fresh Prince, Bill Cosby, and all. Even Bill Cosby, they built them and chewed them up and spit them out. You know, it's hard to believe all the women came out and decided they want to accuse him of what he did. You know, most of them was white women. And I believe it was just a grudge that these people had. And he fired some of these people was working with him. Even his wife fired him. Or he fired him. Or they both fired him. And only the truth know. People who've been there, was actually in there, know the truth. And that's Bill Cosby, his wife. And of course his wife probably had a part of his success. You know, every great woman is a great, every golden man is a great, beautiful woman behind that, making him more great, because she, whatever he does, it affect her, and she the one to hold the family down, and make sure things go well home, and while he goes to work, and stuff. So, his wife had a head of environment involved in his success as he took off. And he was, and let's go quote, that goes for all entertainers. And we go back to Star Trek. The lives of these entertainers. They had William Shatner. After Star Trek, he got a divorce. He had to go to read his autobiography. He got it. Let's read it. And he told the story how he had a trailer and he had to go cross country doing different shows and stuff like that just to survive. Alimony, child support. He had to pay no job, no study job because the show was canceled. And then suddenly, here come Paramount calling saying, "Hey, want to play Captain Kirk one more time? Motion picture." And the one who did that is George Lucas. When Star Wars came out, it was the massive event. A golden age movie. Will never be repeated again. Never. Will never have those many people surrounding the movie theater like he did in 1977, and May the 20th. It would never, I don't think it would be never again. Now, nowadays, you gotta make $1 billion or go near $1 billion for a movie to be successful. You know, that's what the studio wants you to accomplish there and all. I don't know, because I just pick him out as I hear him. I don't know how much truth it is in it. But, you know, but that's advanced. I was just thinking about all that stuff. How far we came in the technology world. And if we had that technology during Christopher Columbus era, where will we be right now? How far advanced will we be? Will we have billions of people on the Mars, on Mars and the moon? Will we reach the outer limits of space? I don't know. Because this is called evolution. And evolution takes its time. All things, technology, humans, everything. Yeah, God is the creator of the universe in us. You know, it wasn't no, I don't know, it was a big bang. Maybe God did the big bang. Maybe he just reached out and just bang, throw everything out in a huge way. You know, and the whole universe spread it across all darkness and everything. And there we were, and here we was. And as he took 6 days to create the earth, the stars, and the universe, 6 days just to create this planet. Took us over 200 and some years to get where we got. The Almighty took 6 days. Now, just imagine if we had that same power as the good Lord had, create something in 6 days, like planets and stuff like that. Will we be good to each other, or will we be destroying each other? And I would say, we can't handle the stuff that we got now. And that technology would have grown during Columbus Day and got us where when we see Star Trek at now. I don't think we would survive again. Even in Star Trek, they say it's a dirt war. I think we would have been past dirt war, World War III. We would have been on World War X or 120. Because humanity can't live together. I don't know why. Putin showing that. And he's showing China that you, as I can do it, you can do it too. And that's why I say can't live together. You know, we got people like them want to mess up a peaceful country. You know, and all the people in Ukraine, all they do is just want to live and be peaceful and be free. So Tokyo, China won Tokyo, Hong Kong, and all. And if they evade Tokyo, the United States is going to get involved. And if the United States can get involved, that means the heat is going to turn up in a lot of ways, people. And it's just so much going on. And I think if we evolve just like in Star Trek right now, we'd be where Star Trek with starships and stuff like that. I mean, not like exactly like Star Trek, but be able to go to stars and other planets and stuff. It'll probably not be like what you see on TV. Totally different than what you see on TV, you know. Totally different. Reality, totally different, you know. We won't have the heroes getting out of situations like you do on a 55-minute TV show. They have 55 minutes to solve the problem. If you get a situation like they do in real life, you have minutes to think. Ask any soldier who went to war. It's not like Star Trek or what you see on TV. You have minutes, you have seconds to make that decision to lead your platoon and come back with them. Ask the people in Vietnam, if some people still live from World War II, ask them. You only have seconds, not 55 minutes. And it's just amazing. Just amazing, people. And going back to the Star Trek universe, back to the TV show, and that's why Gene Roddenberry did what he did. In Star Trek, he knows we still gonna have confidence with each other and stuff like that. But in the Star Trek universe, he can put that on TV in the movies. Just imagine and take our minds away from the world. Harry Potter, the lady wrote Harry Potter. She did it. Jurassic Park, the man who wrote Jurassic Park, Steven Spielberg, put it in the movies. They did it. Just imagine they can bring back dinosaurs. What would happen? You saw all Jurassic Park movies, and you see what would happen if dinosaurs came back. You know? And it just, not only that, but James Cotton did it in the, Episode, and he imagined you go into this big chamber, you come out, and you stand as beautiful other people, and just some of the things I just think about people, and then I think about humanity. Where are we going next? what direction is humanity going? I mean, all humanity, all humans, all human life, and animal life. And do we really care how valuable and how important the life is on this planet? Things that we haven't discovered yet. Cure for diseases that we haven't discovered yet. But we in conflict and anger with each other for no reason. No reason. Just dumb things we can't get along with. The stupid things. And we got these big, big missiles sitting on the ground. Just waiting to end it all. Just one command and one person that's pushing the button. And it's all over. It's all over. You won't survive it, people. And you saw movies on nuclear war, documentaries on nuclear war and all. You're not going to survive. Even if you do, you ain't going to have nothing to eat. Or food, vegetation, everything. It's going to be gone. And the war, if the bombs don't kill you, the atmosphere, the earth will. Because it won't be the same earth. And no one gonna win this war. No one. So I still wonder, I still think, why won't they disable those bombs? Dissimulate those bombs. Take the head out, lock them away in the bullet, lock all countries, Iran, Russia, China, North Korea, and America. Take your bombs and disassimilate them and lock those things away underground. Bury them. Do it for the next generation and the generations that follow. That might can make it to the real Star Trek universe. Who might make it to the moon and Mars and beyond. If we go the route that we're going, there won't be no generations to carry our records and history. Because you destroy it all. And China, Russia, North Korea, if you think you're going to win this thing, think again. Think again. Because Jesus had the last say so. Just think again. He had the last say so. And I tell you, people, and if to my knowledge, I don't know. I know I think about a lot of sad things and a lot of unexpected things, crazy things, but this is what the show is about. Something or nothing, thinking about everything, of nothing of everything, of something of everything, you know. And some I decided to do it to make sense and stuff. I let the audience decide. I put it out there. It's up to you to decide if it makes sense or not, or you understand it, or you can put the puzzle what I'm saying together. If you follow the puzzle of the world, you'll understand what I'm trying to say. You know, the pieces of the puzzle and behind the scenes, what's really going on. And once they come from the dark to the light, you're going to say, oh my God. You know, oh my goodness. Go play the game. Fallout 4, Fallout 3. Go play that game. That's the closest that you're going to see a nuclear war. Earth. I mean, they got details of that game just right. Now, I don't know about the truth of the game. It's going to be a whole bunch of survivors living underground in a vault and all that stuff. And they come out and the Earth finally get it. But even now in Fallout, it took years. They had to go to sleep. They would have to be frozen and they would sleep and stuff or live underground. And generations and generations died. And more generations came as they live on the ground. Overseer look over the vault and everything. And then one day the guy rushed out and his son came after him. And I don't know the story about Fallout 1 and 2, but I do know the story of Dre. And his son went after him, looking for him and stuff. And we saw a whole new Earth. Wasn't the same. Just go play that game. I think that's the close to the future that we're hitting at right now. And I don't think years and years, decades, centuries, we might get to the Star Trek universe. It would take a lot. If it's life out there, even the Vultans gave us technology so we can advance. The warp drive and everything. They help us. And Star Trek Enterprise, they showed how we, at the early days of Star Trek, the Federation, So, it's. I don't think that it's going to take long time to get to that level where to go to other planets and stuff like that. And if it is life out there, if it is people like Vultans, like Mr. Spock, people, and they watching us, it's going to take years and years to get that attention. I think it's going to be close to the Fallout universe as it is to the Star Trek universe. Even though we got the technology on Star Trek, you know, the Zoom meetings and getting on the screen, FaceTime and everything, well, they was already doing that on Star Trek during the 60s and 70s. 80s and 90s, they was already pretending of that. Now we actually got the technology that they was pretending to do. The technology, not the flight, that still got a long way to go. And what my point is, guys, where things is going, I don't know. I really don't know. I think by, hopefully it don't happen, but I think by 2040 or 2050, things is just gonna explode. I give it that long. Yeah, I give it that long. Between that period of time, 40 or 50, then things gonna balance. Because history is repeating itself. If you know anything about history is repeating itself. 1920s to 1929, you know, the Great Depression, then the 1930s, 1939, you know what happened? Germany. And I think Germany invaded another man's land, And here we are again in the 21st century. The evil Putin invaded another man's land. You tell me history don't repeat itself. You tell me the Fallout universe is going to come true, but we ain't going to have the people. Or you tell me the Star Trek universe is going to come true. I'm leaning more to the Fallout. Because too many countries got nuclear war bombs. And the people who created Fallout, they got the vision of the future. If things go keep going like where they going right now, they ones got the vision of this future. Gene Roddenberry had the want and a fantasy and what we want of the future to be. Even though we got the technology, he had the what the future want to be. As accomplishing the moon, Mars, and beyond. He had that vision. But he had accomplished up that vision. And whoever created Fallout had accomplished a vision of another future. Now, I know some Star Trek fans play Fallout and also play Star Trek online and stuff. I think y'all understand what I'm trying to say. I think you do. And it's just that much, that one spark. If it can be the universe where we can turn a ship towards the stars, make a ship, give us a big ship, stir to the stars, and wonder how far we can go in the universe. Or is it that great little red button is itching for China or Russia to push? Is it that much evil and hate in those two countries? Is it, and also this country, that much hate where you just want to end it all because you can't have your way, instead of sharing it and tell other countries what you want to do and sit down and talk to them about it, how you want it, how you want it done, what we can do to help this. Share your thoughts with other people. Share your ideas with other people. You know, and maybe you can get something out of it. Negotiations can take a long time, but it works. As any actor who negotiate with studios about their salary and what they want to do, which side, your lawyers, your manager, your agent, and all. And then you, talking to the studios, and all, before you sign that contract. If they can do it, how come Russia, China, and America can sit down and negotiate what they want for the world to be? That's just something good about Hollywood. You can sit down with those people that's on your side in the studio can sit down with the people on that side, that lawyers and their team. You sit down with your team and stuff and try to come up with an agreement. But the way of the world, we just can't do it. I don't know. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong, politicians. Prove me wrong, Putin. End the war right now. Just end the war right now. And go sit down with NATO and Americans. You know, China. President of China. Just sit down. Call President Joe Biden. And just sit down with him and say, this is what I want. Can we grocery something? See you in the next episode. Live long and prosper. Remember, human race is the lovable race. Human lives, all from every nation under God. All nations under God. It's a beautiful thing. Even though they different, live different. It's a beautiful thing. All brothers from all walks of life around this globe, this earth. It's a beautiful thing. Love each other. Be kind. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. And Ashley, and we love you. See you next time.